Perhaps unsurprisingly for our landlocked country, the Czech Republic has one of the lowest rates of fish consumption in the European Union. Czechs eat around 5 kilograms of the stuff on average each year. But, oddly enough, this country is also one of Europe's largest fish producers, and most of the thousands of tons of carp, sander and other freshwater species farmed here end up being exported elsewhere on the continent. Now, though, the government has launched a new campaign to encourage Czechs to eat more of their own homegrown fish. Agriculture Minister Petr Gandalovich is the man behind the scheme. He has earmarked 150 million crowns, which is nearly $9 million, to encourage Czechs to up their fish intake. He says that one of the project's biggest aims is to get Czechs eating fish all year round, and not just at Christmas, as is tradition here. The scheme, using EU funding, will last 4 years. In its first stage, the Agriculture Ministry wants to highlight just how little fish Czechs are currently eating. Reactions to the scheme have been mixed in Prague, but what about in the regions where the majority of Czech fish is farmed? To find out, I jumped on a train and headed south to Třeboň, a picturesque medieval town housing a large number of the Czech Republic's ponds and one of the biggest freshwater fish farms in the whole of Europe, Rybarství Třeboň. I met the firm's Pavel Meyer to ask him firstly what he thought of the Agriculture Ministry's idea.
Každá taková snaha o to, aby Češi jedli víc ryb a ten obchod zůstával tady u nás, je samozřejmě.
Every attempt to make Czechs eat more fish and to support the domestic fish farming industry is good, I think. Of course, we will see which form the campaign takes and whether it helps or not. But of course, any sort of advertising, whether it comes from the government or the private sector, is good news for us. And of course, fish does have a lot of health benefits. The meat we are producing here is of good quality. There are these historic ponds here, and the tradition is here.
Kvalita masa je hlídaná, ty rybníky jsou tu a je tu ta tradice.
Rybářství Třeboň is in charge of a whopping 539 ponds across southern Bohemia and spans an area larger than 8,000 football pitches. So why is there such a mammoth fish producer in the Czech Republic when so few Czechs are interested in consuming fish?
No, samozřejmě už ten obchod I v minulosti byl směřovaný za hranice té České republiky.
Even in the past, a lot of our fish were reared for export, even if they were for different destinations than today. So we were never producing fish just for Czechs. And now in Czech stores, the range of groceries is bigger and bigger. Customers have more and more choice throughout the whole year. So this could explain why Czechs aren't eating so much fish.
Ustálenou potravinou, která by se jedla po celý rok, no.
Mr. Meyer thinks that Czech fish has been overshadowed by other, more exotic products in the country's supermarkets then. And he has another theory why, in recent years, fish has been pushed out of the Czech diet.
Ty lidé, samozřejmě ta ryba se dodává furt ve větší míře živá k tomu zákazu.
People are being sold live fish more and more nowadays, and customers have to prepare the fish by themselves. And people are not always so keen nowadays to gut the fish. Of course, we offer filleted fish and so on, but that isn't so common here. People don't really buy half a fish here, a few fillets or some ready-prepared portions.
Nebo surovinu, buď v půlkách, ve filetách, v porcích.
Mr. Meyer gives me a tour of some of the fish farm's storage ponds. This is where carp detox for a couple of weeks after having been fished from one of the local ponds. Then the fish are weighed and packed into a lorry containing water and oxygen. The technology all looks very modern, but Pavel Meyer assures me that the tradition of ponds and carp and fish farming in this country goes back a very long way indeed.
Tak s tím rybníkářstvím tady na Třeboňsku se začínalo někdy ve 13. 14.
Fish farming started here in the 13th or 14th century, but the real spread of these fish ponds all over southern Bohemia took place in the 16th century. It was at that time that landowners started to build ponds here to irrigate swampland and use fields that otherwise weren't arable. Landowners realized that they could even use this damp wasteland to their advantage by building ponds and rearing fish, especially carp.
Kapra.
After a morning's hard slog at the fish farm, it was time for lunch at the fish restaurant Shupina, one of Chebon's other tourist attractions, whose famous carp chips are in the process of being patented. Upon my arrival, the restaurant was heaving and the kitchen was sweltering and extremely busy. Peter Müller is the proprietor.
Shupina offers all fish specialities from the Czech fish. Typical Czech fishes are, of course, carp, tsandr, torch, and so on.
Which sort of different ways do you prepare them? Are there very traditional Czech ways of preparing things like carp, for example?
A very traditional thing. It's carp frites. It's our specialties in our restaurant. It's a very famous meat for our restaurants.
It seems this lunchtime, this Monday lunchtime, that it's very popular, that there are lots of Czechs here sitting eating fish for lunch. But recently the government has said Czechs aren't eating enough fish and people should start eating more. I mean, do you think that Czechs are quite shy when it comes to cooking fish, eating fish?
I don't think so, because every season in the year, the summer season, is very popular, and we have a lot of visitors and customers. So it's not true very much.
Are the majority of your customers Czech, or do you get a lot of Germans and Austrians here too?
98% are typical Czech visitors and customers. So the German and Englander tourists are not many.
And what sort of report would this be if I didn't, in the name of research, of course, try out some of this celebrated Czech fish? Mr. Müller was at hand with a couple of his homemade specialities. First of all, this looks wonderful, but can you tell me what we've got in front of us right now?
It's our typical fish soup. It was developed, this recept was developed in Shupina, so for us it's a traditional fish soup.
Okay, and what's in it, or is it a secret recipe?
It's a secret. It's a top secret recipe.
Šplouchy, šplouchy, štika žere mouchy, šplunky, šplunky a kapr merunky. Šplouchy, šplouchy, štika žere mouchy, šplunky, šplunky a kapr merunky.
Even this late in the season, trade seems to be very brisk indeed at Shupina. And while government statistics suggest that this is very much the exception to the low fish consumption rule here, it does show that there's a market for Czech fish in the Czech Republic. We'll see if the Agriculture Ministry's advertising campaign serves to spread that interest beyond the ponds and across the country.
Šplouchy, šplouchy, štika žere mouchy, šplunky, šplunky a kapr merunky.